there is an isolated outbreak of the flu involving about 37 college students. Were these students at Texas A&M or were they at Blinn?
From what I understand, they're at Texas A&M.
Okay. And so can you explain, I guess, what the meaning of an isolated outbreak is?
Well, when we say isolated outbreak, that means that we know of a cluster of cases from one source. And that's what the isolated aspect means. That we would say widespread if it were at many different geographic locations. But as of now, we only know of basically one source from where these cases have come from. So we call it isolated now, but that may change if more cases are identified, and we would expect that to be the case.
Are you able to tell us what that source was?
Well, it was on campus. So it was just, it was a campus, from what I understand, and I don't have all the details myself yet, but it was on campus at a sorority house where obviously students are coming together and in close quarters. And so, but this could very easily be at any close-quartered residential arrangement. So dorms, fraternity houses, sorority houses, other multi-family complexes, et cetera. It's just where a lot of folks are congregated together in close proximity increases the efficiency of the vaccine to, or I'm sorry, of the virus rather, to transmit. And so I think that's what we're seeing here.
And I'm assuming it only takes one person who is infected to start spreading it.
Yeah, that's right. There are several variables to determine whether or not an outbreak actually takes root, so to speak. And one of those is having somebody who is actually have the virus and is contagious, those who are around and vulnerable. So those the least of us who are vaccinated, the more likely a epidemic or a, if we should say, an outbreak could move through a population. And so those are, and then, of course, there's environmental concerns, you know, just whether the temperature outside and humidity and et cetera, all of these things that allow a virus to more efficiently transmit. And then the other factor would be the proximity of the people next to each other. So all of these things come into play and can determine how severe or widespread an outbreak could be.
And I guess personally, I don't think of the flu in the month of August. And so it was kind of interesting to hear about a flu outbreak. But you just mentioned the humidity and maybe even the temperature could actually increase the risk of the outbreak.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And you're right. I don't think of it in August either. But what we see, and this is not very well explained, but we see cases of flu all throughout the summer. In months when we don't think of the flu. Classically, we think of flu in the October through maybe April time frame, with the kind of December, January time frame really being the height of the flu into February. But if there's one thing that's predictable about flu, it's its unpredictability. And it is a very interesting virus that is, and especially in a world of global commerce and global transportation and cruise ships, for example, that are in warm waters, and we have passengers from all over the world who come together. We know that may be a way that we can continue the flu season, if you will, even in small numbers. But the CDC posts reports of flu cases throughout the year, and we've seen some as recently as the past couple weeks. Not nearly the numbers that we would see in the winter, but we still do see them. And so what could happen is the perfect storm, so to speak, of these few cases coming together into a vulnerable population in close proximity. And that could be what we're seeing right now, but we'll need some more information for that to determine.
All right. And then obviously health officials encouraging individuals to go ahead and get your flu shot. Would you recommend going ahead and getting it now if it's available?
Yeah, I think so. You know, this is, you know, no one knows. This is, and we all hope and pray this is just something, hey, this is just, this will quiet down and it's not the beginning of the true flu season, but we don't know. We really don't know that at this time. Typically, the time frame of a flu season or an outbreak, if you will, would be from, you know, 2 to 3 weeks into the time frame. So 2 to 3 weeks from now, we would be seeing a tremendous number of cases relative to what we're seeing now. And then that lasts over 2 to 3 month period. That's your typical season. And so we won't know for the next couple of weeks based on the reports that we get and the surveillance that we do to see whether or not this is just an isolated outbreak or if this is something that will be more widespread through the community. But the latter scenario is very likely, and as such, I would definitely recommend that that we get our vaccines going a little sooner than we typically would. Typically, we think about early October being that time frame, which is 4 weeks away, and so I think it's very reasonable to go ahead and get vaccinated sooner. Sooner is not going to hurt anything, for sure.